The true story of the inseparable Von Erich brothers, who made history in the intensely competitive world of professional wrestling in the early 1980s. I went and saw The Iron Claw last night at the movies, and unfortunately there wasn't a big crowd, but after all, it was Christmas Eve. This film had an estimated budget of $20 million, and in its opening weekend, it has grossed almost $5 million. I primarily went to see this to see the top couple of actors that were in the film, because I support their work, and those actors are Zac Efron, who played Kevin Von Erich, Jeremy Allen White, who we know from Shameless as Lip, he played Carrie Von Erich, Harris Dickerson, who played David Von Erich, Maura Tierney, who played Doris Von Erich, who were the kid's mother, and Holt McCallany, who played Fritz Von Erich, who were the children's father. The father was into wrestling. He was tied to the NWA. I'm not sure if he owned it outright, but somehow he had a financial stake in it. And the NWA stood for National Wrestling Alliance. I don't know if it came out right around the same time as the WWF. So they were sort of competing in the same market. The father never held the world title, but that's the dream that he had for his kids. They wanted them to bulk up, work out, get into wrestling, and that's what they did. Now, the storyline, which I had no idea what the story here was. These are based on true events, is the story. These people actually lived. How they'd explained it was that the dad took his grandmother's name, I think, instead of taking his dad's last name, the Von Erich name, and I think their other name was Atkinson. And because of that, they said that they were cursed because they lost their first child, who was 5 years old. I can't remember how they say he died. They'd lost their firstborn child. And so they said that was just something terrible that happened. But as the story goes, and I'm going into spoiler territory here, there's four brothers who are alive, and they're all, except for one of them, were sort of into wrestling. The one was more musically inclined. He didn't really work out as much as the others. And you had Zac Efron, who played the part of Kevin. He was really bulked up and as muscular as I've ever seen him. Jeremy Allen White's character, Kerry, his brother, he was also pretty beefy, but not as much as Zach. They were all competing in wrestling and trying to make names for themselves. As it happens, as one of the brothers, I think David, the brother played by Harris Dickinson, he ended up getting sick. Eventually, he passes away, and it was from a ruptured intestine. And they're like, man, the curse is true. That was the first thing that happens. They actually flipped for it between Kerry and Kevin. They flip a coin to decide who would go after the championship to attempt to get the title. Kerry won that flip, and eventually he ends up getting injured in a motorcycle accident and losing his foot, and he was not the same after that. So they put the other brother, who was more musically inclined, they put him in. He ends up getting injured while they're in a wrestling match and hurting his shoulder. He ends up going into some kind of toxic shock syndrome, and then when he gets out of it, he's no longer the same and he's in pain, and he ends up committing suicide. Not long after that, Kerry ends up committing suicide, and all that's left is Zac Efron out of all the brothers. And you're wondering, what is going to happen? Is he going to continue going into wrestling? Is he going to fall victim to the curse? Of course, Zac didn't believe wholeheartedly in the curse, but for a while he was basically questioning it. He started sleeping at his parents, and one of the rooms at his parents' house, just by the desk, wasn't staying with his wife and kid, because he said he didn't want them to catch the curse. And you kind of felt bad for him as the movie had progressed. You think about, he lost all his brothers, that he loved them more than anything. Your heart starts to go out for them. You're starting to see that this movie is a little bit on the downer side. He ends up having another child with his wife, and there was an offer made, I think by the WWF, to buy the NWA, basically, which would put a lot of money in their pocket. And the dad was like, I didn't build this empire for you to just sell it. But he's like, Dad, I'm broke. I'm not wrestling. I don't have money. I need to buy a house. The way the film ended, Zac Efron was playing with his two boys, and they were like 5 or 6 years old, and he's just weeping. And one of the boys comes over and goes, what's wrong, Dad? And he's like, nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. It's just that I don't have any brothers to play with. And they're like, oh, Dad, we'll be your brothers. He's like, okay, yeah, okay. And so that was kind of sad. And so basically, this was kind of a tearjerker. You're like, oh, man, this film did hit you emotionally. If you have feelings, it really impacts you emotionally. And it wasn't long after that the credits rolled. there was some messages that was printed on the screen, and they showed the real family, the Kevin Von Erich's family, and how he had stayed married to his wife for like 40 years. They've been married and they have all these kids and grandchildren. The curse was broken. I did forget to mention that when Kevin had his first kid, he had the doctors put the boy's name, their Atkinson name, to it. He didn't want them to be called Von Erich. In the back of his mind, he was afraid of that curse. Overall, I really enjoyed The Iron Claw. I thought it was really good. It was acted well. There were really good fighting scenes. As much as you can do for the wrestling type of scenes, they were really good. I give it 4 stars.